15 minutes after 11 o'clock. We're live from historic Allegheny Square. And Bill Danilo is here. We're going to catch up with Bill and find out what he's been up to lately. Acrasia is his band. They've played here before. Today, Bill is on his own. We'll catch up with him a little bit as this hour rolls on. We also have some Cub Scouts visiting today. We're looking forward to seeing them. But right now, let's welcome Bill Danilo.
Hey, Larry. Thanks for having me back. First thing I thought about when I walked outside this morning was this song, which we don't really play much. It's from my old high school band, Organized Chaos. But it seemed appropriate for the day, so I'll send it out to all of the damp people out in the park.
For the storm, the way you look at me, this house ain't so warm. Well, I expect the worst, putting up no more. Well, this one's gonna hurt, settling the score. Now I hear the thunder in the middle of a day so plain, but the lightning struck a long time ago. I've been expecting.
That's Bill Danilo on the Saturday Light Brigade. Did you write that?
Yeah, that's an oldie.
Tell me a little more about yourself. Where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up in Shaler. I went to school down at Pitt, moved back to Millville, land of cheap rent, occasional canals. We'll get into that a little bit more in a bit.
Occasional canals.
Occasional
yes,
canals.
That's true. Gertie's Run.
Oh.
Yeah, it will become a canal every now and then. And when did you start playing guitar?
I started playing guitar my freshman year at Pitt. As I was packing all my stuff to move out of home, I found an old guitar up in the attic, this old warped acoustic guitar. I don't know where it came from. No one claimed it, but so I claimed it. So I took it to school with me, and I was dating a girl back home at the time. So when everyone else would go out and party, I'd sit there with this old warped guitar and try to play G, and played that guitar till my fingers bled. Figured if I'd learn anything at school, I'd learn how to play some chords, write some songs.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned a high school band. So were you playing a different instrument, or were you simply writing songs?
Back then, I just sort of yelled a lot. I wrote songs, but I didn't have any sort of musical training. So if I had some words and a melody, I had to be like, Mike, come on, Mike. It goes, na 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 na. Nah, 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 until he found some chords to it. So it's nice not to have to do that anymore.
Yeah, I would imagine. So let's take a listen to another song, and we'll catch up with some more. What would you like to do next?
All right, this is a funny story. I got invited to an awesome party. Some awesome people were throwing with some awesome music. They're always awesome music at this party. And this one was supposed to have members of the Avett family in attendance for the jam. And I'm all like, great, this is going to be awesome. Then I'm all like, oh, nope, I got nothing to play. I got nothing. What am I going to even play? So long story short, I ended up missing the party. But I stayed home and I wrote this one sort of in that sort of vibe just in case I ever find myself in a room with some Yvettes or some Mumfords or something like that. And this is called Pretty Girl from Millville. Outside of a Lotus set, said you're feeling good tonight, ain't done yet. Can I take a drag off your cigarette? I said, sure. He said, thanks, I don't really smoke. Said you seen the band 10 times before, they don't play Moonrise anymore, but Wax was sick and Marisol. Maybe later they'll play Woolly Mammoth. Floodplain, not quite middle class. Low rent floodplain, not quite middle class. Low rent floodplain, not quite middle class home. I said, I wish Pamela's was open. You said pancakes, you want pancakes? I make better pancakes. Said the bar my cousin works at Scott's. Bells on tap and dollar shots. Not that one, it's another one. There's a lot of them. Might as well keep a buzz in this low-rent floodplain. Not quite middle class. Low-rent floodplain. Not quite middle class. Low-rent floodplain. Standing in line at the Family Dollar, Velveeta shells and cheese, generic laundry sheets, got a government card, but it's not enough. Live with a guy who don't do much, but you might move back with your sister. Both grew up just down the road by church. Ain't a church no more, not that one, it's another one. There's a lot of them. Even God had to bail this low-rent floodplain, not quite middle class. Low-rent floodplain, not quite middle class. Low-rent floodplain, not quite middle class.
That's Bill Dandolo at the Saturday Light Brigade. Were you there, living there for the flood? Did you have to evacuate?
We were on higher ground, which was nice. The basements weren't so lucky. We lost some gear because we had the band house was in Millville. So a lot of good SM-58s went down that day.
Yes, and that's a microphone made the model number of a microphone. Trying to remember now, Gertie's Run, because it had not been dredged recently, overcame its banks, and a lot of folks lost a lot in that area. And that goes back, gosh, has it been 5 years now?
It's been a ways, but it's one of those things you never can really rest too much about because, I mean, look at it some days, and there's hardly any water in it.
Yeah.
Then it starts to rain, then a tree falls over, blocks it up, and next thing you know, you're driving in the water.
Yeah, little bit of water goes a long way. We have Cub Scouts from Pack 139 who are going to be visiting us in a little bit. Hi, Scouts. They'll be visiting us in, maybe about 20 minutes or so, just before we end at noon, and they're also going to be taking a more in-depth tour today, too. They're from Penn Hills in Verona, and we're glad you're here. Thank you for tuning in. If you're just joining us, Bill Dandolo is here performing. What has Acrasia been up to lately?
Well, it's been crazy. The last 9 months, we put out 3 different albums. The older you get, it gets to a point where it's like, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? But, you know, just the way things happen, it's been better than ever. We've put out 3 albums in the last year, got to work with a lot of different people, and it just keeps being fun. Every time I think I get out, it pulls me back in.
Well, that's good, and Acrasia is Bill's band. Let's take a listen to another song. What would you like to do next?
This is one off of a disc we did last year, I guess. It's called The Landless Peasant Blues. Reading an interview with George Harrison, the guy was giving him some slack saying, how come you write these songs that are so preachy, telling people how to live, telling them how to be? And George was like, well, you know, it's not like I'm talking to you, I'm talking to me. It's to remind me to do these things. And if you get something out of it, that's great, but it's mostly to remind me. So that sort of stuck with me, and then I wrote this one, and it's called The Landless Peasant Blues. Thank you.
say, I want some money, but I don't want to work for it. I want some money, but I don't want to work too hard. I want some money, but I don't want to work for it. I want some money, but I don't want to work, I just do what I did yesterday.
Bill Danilo at the Saturday Light Brigade. And Bill, a couple messages coming in. One through facebook.com/SLB Radio and another through Instant Input, just asking for the band's website. How can people...
You can go right to the source, and that's acrasia.com. It's spelled AKRAsia.
And we've linked there too. So that's where you'll find some of Bill's latest work as well as the band's latest work. Are you playing anywhere coming up?
No, we're sort of on a hiatus. We bass player busted his finger with a hammer, and that's always very sad. He's out of commission.
That would not be a good thing.
So just slumming around open stages and starting to do a little bit of playing by myself, which is kind of strange. I'm used to there being 12 people behind me all taking 20 solos.
You're doing great. We're gonna have time for one more. The songs are a little longer than I thought, but I want
to
be sure.
I'm just down to short stuff now.
We're okay, but because I want to be sure we get our Cubs in too. Let me check whether there is a 90% chance of rain today. It's likely raining where you are right now. As I take a look at the cameras we use, it looks pretty cloudy. Clarion may be a little dry. Tomorrow, high also of 70 like today, with only a 40% chance of rain. And overnight, sunset 7:40, first of all, and then a low of about 50 with a 20% chance of rain. 59 in Clarion right now, 63 in Grove City. The temperature has actually been dropping throughout the morning. It's 66 SLB degrees in Indiana and Washington, 61 in New Concord, Ohio, and 63 degrees at our studios in historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. Look for us today between the raindrops beneath a hopefully waterproof rain repellent tent at a fair in the park. Janessa Schuler and Liz Adams in the children's activity area with items from the Saturday Light Brigade audio playground, including story boxes, voice changing equipment, microphones, headphones, and more. They will be there between 1 and 4 o'clock. And make plans to join us for Pittsburgh Mini Maker Fair. We will be broadcasting outside in Buell Community Park at Allegheny Square, not only for our radio program, but we will continue until 4 in the afternoon with a special live webcast. And you can learn more about Pittsburgh Mini Maker Fair by going to pghmakerfair.com. Back we go now to Bill. And Bill, What would you like to close up with?
All right, well, I'll let you pick. We can go. There's some new stuff I've been working on with some guys I've been jamming with in the interim called And the Numbers, jamming in a house down on Spring Garden. And I love it because they let me play the drums. No one lets me touch the drums, but these guys are cool with it. We've been working on some new stuff. Would you like to hear an apocalyptic song about lucid dreaming or a Christmas carol?
Well... you've given me an interesting choice here. The Christmas Carol, it being September, would probably be a little early.
It gets earlier every year.
It does. Is it a nice dream?
It can be a nice dream.
It can be a nice dream? Okay.
Nice dream.
Well, why don't we take a listen to that one? Bill, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Larry. It's always a pleasure being in your company. This is... sitting around with these buddies in Spring Garden, we're getting all philosophical, talking about dreams and lucid dreaming, the period where you realize you're dreaming and the window you have before you wake up. And what do you do with that window of time while you're still dreaming and you can do anything? And some of their thoughts were not appropriate for family radio, but this is maybe what I would do if it was the apocalypse and I was dreaming and realized I was dreaming. Stay on Earth. What would you do on the last day on Earth? What would you do on the last day on Earth? I want to fly in my sleep. Fly in my sleep.
last day on earth. On the last day. Last day on earth. Some people go crazy. Some people don't even try. Some people bury their heads in some other people's pies, and they fly in their sleep. Fly in their sleep. On the last day on earth, everybody wants to fly in their sleep. On the last day on earth. On the last day on earth. Everybody wants to fly in their sleep. Everybody wants to fly in their sleep. Everybody wants to fly in their sleep. Everybody wants to fly in their sleep.
Thanks, Bill. Dan Lowe. Hope to see you again soon.
Let's do it.
Standing in the field, getting old and red.